You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Baby, Lord have mercy. North and south, east and west, this is the music that I like best. Up and down and around the town, here's the rhythm and blues that will lay your burdens down. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, your furry leader, back on the scene with my jukebox record machine, ready to spin another hour of vintage rhythm and blues from the 1940s and early 1950s. This is the soul that came before rock and roll. Coming to you each week on the Juke in the Back. And Hepcats and Crazy Kittens, I've packed a solid hour of joyous music into this week's Juke in the Back. It's gonna make you jump, jive, and wail, baby. For the feature on this week's program is a solid hour of Boogie Woogie, with a show full of music that's gonna make you tap your toes, shake those hips, and flip your lid. And that's what I did. Just like Symphony Sid, I'm taking it off the grid, baby, and straight into your eardrums to get you out of those doldrums and make you pat your feet to the rhythm. I want to dedicate this week's program to Barry from San Diego, who suggested a solid show of boogie-woogie music to make everybody feel better. I agree, Barry, and this one's for you. And when you hear boogie-woogie music, you just can't sit still. You got to get up and dance. You got to feel good. But why is that? Well, I think it's because of the general makeup of the music. The boogie-woogie style, generally played on piano, focuses on a strong left hand playing a rhythm over and over again on the bass notes, while the right hand improvises on a theme. I like to think of it as the left hand is playing the blues while the right hand is playing jazz. Put them together, and you get this rollicking music that probably developed in the late 1800s in the South, but was popularized thanks to railroads spreading the music around in the Midwest during the 1920s and 30s. By the 40s, boogie-woogie was everywhere, and it's certainly one of the building blocks that would contribute to the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s. We're going to hear on this week's program that Boogie Woogie isn't just for the piano, though. Though it is the most popular form, other instruments could boogie too. But let's kick off this week's program with one of the records that popularized the Boogie Woogie style in 1929. It's by pianist Clarence Smith, who got his nickname Pine Top for his love of climbing trees as a kid. Unfortunately, Mr. Pine Top Smith wouldn't live long enough to see where Boogie Woogie would go, as he died shortly after this record was recorded in a Chicago dance hall from a gunshot wound.
Ooh, mercy!
But right here, Pine Top Smith is laying it on the line and sounding so fine, kicking off this week's Juke in the Back with Pine Top's Boogie Woogie.
And when I say hold yourself, everybody get ready to stop. When I say stop, don't move a peg. And when I say get it, everybody do a boogie woogie. Hold yourself now. Boogie woogie. Now that's what I'm talking about. Now when I say hold yourself this time, y'all get ready to stop. And when I say stop, don't move. When I say get it, everybody mess around. Hold yourself. Mess around. Now that's what I'm talking about. You stand there with the red dress on. You come right up here where Mr. Pine Top is. Now face the audience. Now when I tell you to hold yourself, you get ready to stop. And don't move a peg. And when I say get it, I want you to shake that thing. Hold yourself now. Shake that thing. That's what I'm talking about.
That tune, Boogie Woogie Prayer, may be the best early example of Boogie Woogie. As the three greatest Boogie Woogie pianists of their day, Albert Ammons, Pete Johnson, and Mead Lux Lewis are playing together on that record. Ammons and Lewis actually grew up together in Chicago, while Pete Johnson hails from Kansas City. The three of them played separately during John Hammond's 1938 From Spirituals to Swing concert at Carnegie Hall. After that groundbreaking show, these three boogie-woogie pianists started playing together at Cafe Society in New York City. They also recorded together, like that one, which appeared on Vocalion Records in 1939. And while that record is a great example of the instrumental boogie-woogie style, this next record is a perfect example of a boogie-woogie piano with blues vocals laid down by the great Big Joe Turner, who, like his buddy Pete Johnson, hailed from Kansas City. This formula for blues shouting, as well as the boogie-woogie piano behind it, would be instrumental in the future formation of rhythm and blues music and rock and roll. Also off the Vocalion label, here's Joe Turner and Pete Johnson with a song Big Joe sings as a tribute to Pete. It's Roll 'em, Pete, as we feature Boogie Woogie this week on the Juke in the Back.
Every time she loves me, she sends my mellow soul. You're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. Well, you're so beautiful, but you got to die someday. All I want is little loving, beg you before you pass away. Roll it, boy, let them jump for joy. Baby, now you can miss me somebody else. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes, I know. What all right then? What all right then? What all right then? What all right then? But all right then.
Boy, where's you going? I seen you going down the street the other night.
Oh, I wasn't going nowhere. I've been where I was going.
That's all right. I didn't see you just plumb out of sight.
Man, I sure like to latch on to some of that boogie-woogie tonight.
You mean some of that fat boogie-woogie?
That's what I need.
That's what I need, too. Hey, if you want to hear some boogie, then I know the plays. It's just a no piano and a knocked-out bass. The drummer man's a guy they call 8-Bit Mac. You remember Doc and old Beat Me Daddy Slack. Man, it's better than chicken fried in bacon grease. Come along with me, boy. It's just down the road a piece.
Well, let you and I walk on down the road a piece.
I'm walking. Get going. I'm walking. I'm right behind. Boy, don't knock into that cow.
Man, look out where you're stepping. That ain't second base.
Get your kicks. It's open every night from about 12 to 6. If you want boogie woogie, then you get your fill. You put the 8 beats to you like an old steam drill. Come on with me, boy, before they lose their leaves. It's just down the road, a piece of peace.
A defining boogie-woogie song, recorded in August of 1940, it was a top 10 hit for Columbia Records at the very end of the year. Written by Don Ray and featuring Freddie Slack on piano. Freddie Slack even gets name-checked in the song as Daddy Slack, a nickname he picked up during the 1930s when he was playing with Tommy Dorsey's orchestra. The record credits the Will Bradley Trio, which was born out of the Will Bradley, Ray McKinley Orchestra. And even though the record has his name on it, Will Bradley does not appear on that song, but songwriter Don Ray does. Slack, Bradley, and Ray had just come off a hit earlier in 1940 with Beat Me Daddy 8 to the Bar. The Andrews Sisters would also score big with that song. Freddie Slack and Don Ray would stick together, and in 1942 score another massive hit with Cow Cow Boogie, which helped launch the Capitol record label and introduce the world to the young chanteuse, Ella Mae Morse. Born in Mansfield, Texas, Morse was discovered by Jimmy Dorsey at the tender age of 14. By age 17, she was signed to Capitol Records and singing Cow Cow Boogie. In 1946, the three were back with the original version of the House of Blue Lights. Freddie Slack is back playing piano, and the male voice you hear at the beginning of the record is songwriter Don Ray. Ella Mae Morse lays down some swinging lines. And cats and kittens, if you're ready for some Detroit barbecue ribs, let's all head down to the House of Blue Lights as we feature boogie-woogie music to make you feel good this week on The Juke in the Back and the soul that came before rock and roll.
Well, what you say, baby? You look ready as Mr. Freddy this black. How about you and me going spinning at the track?
What's that, homie? If you think I'm going dancing on a dime, your clock is ticking on the wrong time.
Well, what's your pleasure, treasure? You call the plays, I'll dig the ways.
Hey, daddy-o, I'm not so crude as to drop my mood on a square from way back. I'm in there and have to dig life with father, and I mean father slack.
Well, baby, your play gives my wig a solid flip. You snap the whip, I'll make the trip.
Well, lace up your boots and we'll broom on down to a knocked-out shack on the edge of town. There's an 8-beat combo that just won't quit. Keep walking till you see a blue light lit. Fall in there and we'll see some sights at the House of Blue Lights. There's fryers and broilers and Detroit barbecue ribs, but the treat of the treats is when they serve you those fine 8 beats. You want to spend the rest of your brights down at the House of Blue Lights.
Thank you.
generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, Bernie Rossman, Barry from Riverside, Arnold and Linda Rosenberg, Charles Liebman, Ken Farger, Gail Kuntz, Mark and Marion McAlpine, Glenn Dicker, and contributors Michael Carter, Michael Carey, Jeffrey Ehrlich, Scott Velarde, Bob Keller, Adrian Fidelani, Wayne Novak, Joe Costello. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Antoine Fats Domino giving us that Swanee River hop as we feature the joyous and uplifting sound of Boogie Woogie on this week's Juke in the Back. And you may have noticed that I kick off each week's Juke in the Back program with Albert Ammon's version of Swanee River, called Swanee River Boogie, which fits perfectly into this week's program. Fats Domino just takes that classic Swanee River and gives it a New Orleans jive. He recorded Swanee River Hop with Dave Bartholomew's band in February of 53, but it didn't see a release on Imperial Records until August of 1956, when Imperial issued the Rockin' Rollin' EP. And as we feature Boogie Woogie Rhythm and Blues on this week's show, I tried not to play too many records that I've played before on previous shows. Case in point, up next we have John Lee Hooker. Now, I certainly could have played his late 1948 number one smash, Boogie Chillin', but instead, why not play one of the many songs that came after Boogie Chillin', but still had the boogeyman's beat? And even though Boogie Woogie is primarily played on the piano, other instruments can get in on it too, like the Hook's guitar. This record, Stomp Boogie, was issued only 4 months after Boogie Chillin', under the pseudonym Texas Slim on King Records out of Cincinnati. You see, like many of his contemporaries, John Lee Hooker was going around to any label that would record him. He'd go into the studio, lay down 2 to 4 sides, collect his money, and he'd be gone. The records were issued under various names as to not get him in trouble with other labels. So, on King Records at this time, the Hook is known as Texas Slim. Here he is with Stomp Boogie on the Boogie Woogie edition of the Juke in the Back.
Long.
Riley Blues Boy King, better known as BB King, shouting those blues and playing a mean boogie-woogie guitar on BB Boogie, waxing off of RPM Records from 1950. I'm at the Catch, your furry leader, and we're doing an entire hour of boogie-woogie rhythm and blues on this week's Juke in the Back. So as you can see, from both B.B. King and John Lee Hooker as Texas Slim, the guitar can boogie too. But what about the saxophone? Well, J.T. Brown was billing himself as Saxman Brown around this time, 1954, when he hooked up for a couple of records with Elmore James, who was misprinted on the label as Elmo James, for Meteor Records. This is Sax Only Boogie.
Thank you.
the Boogie, Hatta Brooks with Jukebox Boogie, 1946. Her only hits were ballads, That's My Desire, Out of the Blue, What Have I Done? But she was one of the greatest boogie-woogie pianists of all time. And I wanted to make a point that some of the best boogie-woogie pianists were women. Let me prove it to you. We heard Hatta Brooks. Now let's hear Camille Howard, who got her start with Roy Milton's band. She was a big seller on Specialty Records with Milton's group as well as her own solo records. Here she is from 1950, Camille Howard with Fireball Boogie, as we feature Boogie Woogie Rhythm and Blues this week on The Juke in the Back and the Soul That Came Before Rock and Roll. Time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week, since we're featuring rhythm and blues boogie woogie, let's hear from one of the boogie masters. A lot of boogie cats came from Texas, as did Amos Milburn, born in Houston, Texas in 1927. He was really making a name for himself playing the boogie all over Los Angeles when he got an audition with Aladdin Records in 46. That year, he recorded his version of the boogie-woogie classic, Down the Road a Piece. His biggest hit came in 1949 with Chicken Shack Boogie, which topped the rhythm and blues charts. I could play that, or I could play this, one of his unsung sides from 46. Here's Amos Milburn with this week's Great 78, My Baby's Boogin'.
Side, and he's sitting in the corner, high as you can be. You got the cutest way of boogin' when you boogie to the right. It's the cutest little boogie in the morning, noon, and night. But you're standing in the corner, as you can be. But I like the way you boogie, cause you suit me to a T. I go to hug and kiss you, try to knock me out of sight. And I'm sitting in the corner, bad as I can be. If it wasn't for your boogie, you wouldn't be worried with me.
One more thing, this is Bobby the Bobcat, making you want to jump, drive, and wheel.
Find me a better boogie-woogie than that. Dorothy Donegan from 1942, spinning off of Bluebird Records. Donegan was from Chicago and really made a name for herself due to her virtuoso piano playing as well as her movies with Cab Calloway. She joins Hattie Brooks and Camille Howard as one of the premier female boogie-woogie pianists of the 1940s. Cancer took her away from us in May of 1998 at the age of 76. Let's keep the boogie flowing with a kid from Detroit, Michigan, only 9 years old when he laid down this record in late 1949. Here's Sugar Chow Robinson with Caledonia. What makes your big head so hard? As we dig the boogie woogie this week on the Juke in the Back. Chow Robinson. Wow. And to think he was only 9 years old when he recorded that version of Caledonia, What Makes Your Big Head So Hard in 1949. He learned piano at age 2, and by the tender age of 6, he was sitting in with Lionel Hampton's group, as well as playing for President Truman at the White House, where he coined the phrase, "How am I doing, Mr. President?" His Capitol record, Numbers Boogie, would go to number 4 on the national charts, while that one, Caledonia, topped out at number 14. Man, could that kid play the boogie. And I hope you've dug this week's Juke in the Back. I hope it's made you feel good, made your toes tap, made your hips shake, and brought a smile to your face. Remember, soul, it's a feeling. And you get that feeling each week when you tune into your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues right here in the Juke in the Back. And we're going to close down the Boogie Woogie Show with another Robinson, Ray Charles Robinson. In a tune that was actually written by Ahmet Erdogan, co-founder of Atlantic Records, kind of based on Paul Gayton's Cow Cow Blues. At least that rolling piano riff was. But Ray turned Cow Cow Blues into a boogie-woogie and called it Mess Around. And baby, we're gonna mess around on out of here. For Miss Rosie and the Bobcat, I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week.
the people too. I mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Ah, everybody was juiced. You can bet your soul. They did the boogie woogie with a sturdy roll. They mess around. They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around. Everybody doing the mess around. Nah, when I say stop, don't you move a peg. When I say go, just shake your leg and do the mess around. I declare I'm doing the mess around. Yeah, do the mess around. Everybody's doing the mess around. Now let me have it, there, boy. Mess around. Mess around. Everybody do the mess around.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.